Carlos, walking in the finale with the Angels looking a chance to sweep today, I think one of the things that has stood out has been kind of manufacturing runs in ways for your team and stealing bases. Antoine Richardson has been such a key part of that. I don't think we've said a first base coach's name in the year more than this year. Saw Soto steal his 13th career high and counting. How is that part of your guys' game developed with him over there at first?
He's special, you know, as simple as that. He's really, really good at what he does. He spent tons of hours watching videos on every guy on the pitching staff that we're facing, and trying to look for tips and tells and tendencies and things like that, and just, you know, guys trusting the work. You know, there, like I said, there's a lot of work behind the scenes getting done before every game. And again, credit to Antoine and credit to the players that are buying into all the information.
Of course, that's his layer, Antoine. I know you're watching that, but when a base runner goes as the pitcher is holding, it's almost like you get too good of a jump. How much are you like, wow, versus uh-oh in these moments?
A little bit of both. You know, there's times like, man, that's a great jump. And then there's also times where I was like, oh boy, that's too early, you know. But again, just trusting the information. There's going to be times where, you know, I'll shut it down, you know, and not giving them a chance. And that's the great part about it, that, you know, the communication, the trust is there. And there's some moments where I'm like, that's a little too much, but there's also, you know, that relief when they get to second base, and especially the next guy gets a single like last night, and we scored a run.
Yeah, Sean Manaea going for his third outing back from injury. What kind of length can you look for from him, and how rested is the bullpen behind him today?
Yeah, we got a few guys back that were down yesterday. We got a couple of the others that are down, obviously. But with Sean, the big thing with him is this is his third one, and they're all in regular rest. You know, so we will continue to watch. You know, the way he's throwing. There's a number that we have in mind, obviously. It's just good to continue to see him go out there, take the ball, and giving us a chance to win a baseball game.
And Jose Budo comes back to you guys today. How's he feeling? How's the 100%, 98%? Is anybody that high at anymore?
No, not really. But he's good. He's good to go. He's active today. I'm glad we got him back. He's a big part of that bullpen, and you know, we need him. And I'm glad he's healthy, feeling good, ready to go.
Francisco Lindor, he's in this slump. Everybody knows it, especially him. He knows it too. Do you ever get that feeling like, maybe just try to lay one down, just get on base, just bunt your way on? It's just ways to get out of this without showing panic.
He knows that, you know. If he's there, he's going to take it. He's going to do it. But look, man, like, he's part of a grind. He goes to show you that hitting at this level is not easy, man. You got an elite player here that is going through stretch, you know, I don't know, 2-3 weeks that it's been hard for him. But again, this is a super smart guy. He's always watching film. He's always talking to the hitting coaches. He's always looking for feedback. And, you know, hopefully today's the day that he goes out there and gets a two or three run double.
Thanks, Carlos.
All right, man, thanks.